This week, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed a bill that will spend $3.2 billion to improve security and better screen foreign nationals. $150 million will go to the Immigration and Naturalization Service to modernize its computer systems. For several months, the INS has been testing a new system for tracking foreign students at 21 universities in the Southeast, including the State University of West Georgia in Carrollton. Susanna Capiluto of Georgia Public Radio has this report.
There are 115 foreign students at the State University of West Georgia. They come from places such as Australia, Pakistan, and Romania. In all, 44 countries are represented. Adebayo Anoble is from Nigeria. He studies psychology here. Before he transferred to West Georgia last year, he studied at a small school in Cuthbert, Georgia.
I did feel a lot freer there because I didn't have to report to anyone whether I was going to my classes or not. You didn't have to make sure you were always around, you know, the way it is here.
Anoble is being tracked by the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service through a new computer system. It's called SEVIS, which stands for Student Exchange Visitor Information System. It keeps track of foreign students from the moment they are accepted by a university to the time they show up with their visas at the immigration counter of a U.S. airport. Sylvia Short is the International Student Advisor at West Georgia.
The system will tell me that the student has arrived at the port of entry and entered the country. If they then do not show up at my school for orientation or for classes, then I report back on the computer that the student did not show up at my school.
Until recently, Short and other international student advisors kept information on their foreign students in paper files and provided it to the INS only on demand. It was a porous system that allowed at least one of the September 11th terrorists to enter the country with a student visa. Bill Strasburger is a spokesman for the INS. He says the new computer system will plug those holes.
We want to know, have they maintained their status? Do they have a right to continue to be in the United States? And this will provide us that information. It's important for INS and for the country to know who is here, what they're doing, and are they following the rules.
Under the new system, foreign students have to make sure university officials have their current address and prove that they are maintaining full academic status. Being tracked by the INS was uncomfortable at first for Charit Gomez, who came to West Georgia from Sri Lanka to study finance.
In some way, you just feel that your privacy has been curtailed to some extent because each time, even if we go on a vacation, we got to let Sylvia know where we are going and what we are doing.
But for other foreign students who are far from home and family, being tracked by a government agency is comforting, says Helena Jesus, a psychology major from Brazil.
It makes me feel safe that I actually know where am I supposed to be. You know, what if I disappear or something, you know? I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I don't have any problem at all with it.
In light of the terrorist attacks on September 11th, student Adebayo Anoble understands why Americans want to track him.
About 9 months ago, I'd probably have said, no, we deserve to be able to go where we want, when we want. But in light of current events, I think it's okay. It's warranted.
By this summer, the SEVIS system will go online nationwide, but schools are not required to use it until the fall of next year. Once fully implemented, it will connect 70,000 schools, embassies, airports, and immigration offices to track the whereabouts of close to 1 million foreign students. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capiluto in Carrollton, Georgia.